Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Do you know what time it is? 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 That's the clock.
Brian,
what?
How many times did Jeff ask me to send him Kevin Seifert's number?
Enough.
Easy five, and maybe close to 10.
You sent it to him and he's still looking for it?
So I look in there. So this is how it works when you have a guest on the radio. And we're very excited to have Kevin Seifert covers the Vikings for ESPN on the program. He's a friend of mine. And I'm waiting. I pull up the guest once Jeff gets them on the line. And Jeff's got the go-go playing. We're all kind of vibing. And I look in there and he looks at me and he's just bobbing his head. And I'm like, are you going to call him? He had completely forgotten to call our guest.
That's Jeffrey.
He's too focused.
But he will beat that 8-foot alien up.
Too focused on fighting an alien. We're going to be joined by Kevin in just moments. Looking forward to catching up on all things Minnesota.
Jeffrey.
All right, our guy Kevin Seifert covers the Vikes for ESPN. What's up, man? How are you? Kev, you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up, Kev? How you doing, man?
How we doing?
Oh, we're good, man. We're good.
You know, things here are looking up. Jaden is now playing Sunday. What is kind of the Minnesota reaction to hearing Jaden Daniels will be back on the field?
They haven't. I don't know if they even know yet. They've been out at practice during this exact same time period, so we'll find out when they get off the field. But they, I know that Kevin O'Connell had talked a lot about his work with Marcus Mariota pre-draft, and I don't know if they were locked in on the likelihood that he was going to be playing, but it sure seemed like it. So this will be an interesting turn of events for them. They're kind of wrapped up in their own quarterback controversy and concern, but this will certainly, I think, add another layer of spice to this game.
Yeah, what has been the issue with the team this year, you think?
I mean, like, to me, like, you could, there's a million ways, different ways to answer that, but when your quarterback is playing below NFL standards and below any standard that anyone would ever want a quarterback in this league to play, that's where it starts. I mean, their defense has actually been pretty decent for most of the year with Brian Flores, the defense coordinator, and special teams has made a few mistakes, but for the most part, their kicking and punting have been excellent, and their returning has been excellent. And so it really comes down to the fact that they took a big bet on J.J. McCarthy, and it has not paid off. And in fact, it's failed spectacularly. And when your quarterback's not playing at any close to level of standard, it's really hard for the rest of the offense to pick up the slack.
Is that something they think they can correct this offseason, or will they have to go looking for another quarterback?
I mean, I think that's a real possibility, as crazy as it sounds.
It's that
bad? The kid's 22. He's not going to be 23 until, I think, January. So he is young. He is very green, very inexperienced. You can see the athleticism. You can see the arm strength and the arm talent. But I think they just massively misjudged his readiness to play. You know, in the NFC North, we watched the Packers hold Aaron Rodgers on the sidelines for 3 years. We saw Jordan Love spend 3 years on the sidelines, and that's potentially what J.J. McCarthy probably could have needed. And they thought they would have a good enough team around him and a good enough coaching staff to sort of support that his development in real time on the field and games that count. And I think they just misjudged that. So I don't know that – I'm not saying that they would, like, give up on him and like, cut him or trade him after 1 year, but I don't know how they can, you know, potentially go into next year saying, oh, he'll get it all fixed in the offseason and we'll just take the same bet next year as we took this year.
Wow. Talking with our friend Kevin Seifert from ESPN, covers the Minnesota Vikings, does a tremendous job, been doing it a long time. Wow, I didn't realize. I thought the core, like, kind of the vibe from the Vikes was, yeah, it's been a tough year for JJ, but he's young. I mean, he's only played what, 6-7 games, and now, now it's, because I saw a report somewhere that, like, the Vikings might be interested in trying to get Daniel Jones back next year if Indy doesn't keep him. I just kind of thought that was junk. That's real though, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he's not just, I mean, all young quarterbacks struggle at one point or another, and I think we were sort of thinking that would be the case, but this has not just been your basic young quarterback struggles. It's been a quarterback who's sailing passes over the heads of wide open receivers. He's clearly struggling to process his reads fast enough before the pass rush gets there. Pass protection hasn't been great, but it's not like it's been impossible. They've called plays that are supposed to be quick games where you just 1-2-3 step throw to the first read, and he just has not done that. And so the analogy I've used is that normally, you know, you start with most rookie quarterbacks at step one. He's at, like, step minus one. Like, he has two steps to go to get to the starting point where you normally quarterbacks. And it's not totally shocking. I mean, when you think about his time at Michigan, he spent 3 years there. They had a run-based offense. He threw like 700 passes over 3 years, which is about half as many as Jaden Daniels threw in college and the rest of that class, for the most part, the Bo Nixes and even Caleb Williams and Drake Mays. And so came in after 3 years with a lot less experience, just literally just throwing the football. And I think Kevin O'Connell tried to make a lot of changes to his mechanics and get him to the point where he could be a much more consistent thrower, and that really seemed to bog him down. And actually, he regressed over the course of the season. Like, his last start in Green Bay, where he suffered the concussion that made him miss last week's game in Seattle, like, that was much worse than his first game, which was against the Bears on Monday night, where he had that big comeback in the fourth quarter. So he actually was going backwards instead of developing as they had hoped. And so this week, O'Connell said, you know, let's forget about the mechanics, forget about the footwork, forget about all the technique stuff. Let's save that for the offseason. I just want you to go out there and rip it. You know, just throw to the guy that's we're supposed to throw to, and what may come. And so we'll see if that changes anything. It's been really disjointed and really kind of shocking given the infrastructure they have here with Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and TJ Hockenson and a really expensive offensive line. And I think most people thought Kevin O'Connell was one of the better coaches in the league if you're going to drop a young quarterback onto the field right away. And so it's all been a pretty shocking turn of events.
Could the injuries be causing some issues as well? Because, like, young guys come in, they got a lot to learn. Then you're injured on top of it. And, you know, you have to go out there and learn this stuff and also be comfortable in forgetting about the injury. And I think that could probably add an added little level to it.
Absolutely. I mean, he hurt – last year was his rookie year. He hurt his – tore his meniscus in the first preseason game. So he was on injury reserve before the season ever began. So he did not have a single snap of practice during the regular season last year. And and that just the way the NFL rules are with injured reserve, even once he started to get his mobility back. And so they tried their best to keep him up to speed with like virtual reality and that kind of stuff, and have him, you know, draw plays on the board during quarterback meetings and those kind of things. But it wasn't a totally lost year, but it was pretty damn close. And so they had to, you know, make a decision about him as their starter for 2025 at a time when they hadn't seen him throw in a even remotely competitive moment since the previous training camp. And then he plays two games this year and sprains his ankle and sits out another five, and then has a concussion. And he also hit his hand on a helmet and had a bruised right hand. You know, he's a right-handed thrower, and so I don't think that usually helps with your accuracy either. So really been a one disaster after another.
So with all that said about the quarterback situation, we finally saw some of the frustration spill out in public for Justin Jefferson. What is that locker room like? You're there every day. You know the players. You know the coaches. How they all handling it?
They have kept a good public face. Like, and Justin Jefferson being the leader of that. Like, if he had melted down, you know, he's obviously frustrated, but he hasn't said anything in public that's critical of either the organization or the coaches. He hasn't like gotten into a shouting match with anybody on the sidelines. He hasn't ripped the quarterback or said we need to get Kirk Cousins back or we need to get Sam Darnold back. He hasn't done any of that. And so when the guy at the top of the totem pole in the locker room is, you know, holding fire, I guess is the best way to put it, then everybody else does as well. And so there hasn't been any like outward signs of it. But look, this is a veteran roster. They have the most expensive payroll in the league this year. It's like $350 million. They signed a bunch of free agents on both sides of the ball, including Jonathan Allen and Javon Hargrave, a defense, and three new offensive line starters, re-signed a bunch of their own guys, and thought they could make a run. Like, those guys signed here to win now, not to be part of a long-term development program for a young quarterback. And so, I don't think there's any doubt that there's a lot of disappointment and surprise and bewilderment. And I'm sure there'll be some guys that huddle with their agents after the season and reassess whether this is the right place for them to be. But it has not gotten into like open warfare or anything like that at this point.
Man, so lost in the sauce of all this, there's a game Sunday. The game, honestly, the line in this seems pretty odd to me. Who do you think wins on Sunday?
Yeah, I was shocked to see that. I think, and the line that I guess you're referring to is even before Jaden Daniels came, you know, was announced that he's going to play. And so it's amazing to me that the Vikings are in a position that a team that lost seven games in a row was going to come to Minnesota and win, or at least be favored in the betting line. And so, they have not played well at home for some reason this year. They've lost more games than they had the previous last few years combined. And I'm not sure if there's a clear reason why, so maybe that's affecting it as well. But look, whether it was going to be J.J. McCarthy or Max Brosmer, who was the starter last week and had that infamous underhanded flip interception for return for a touchdown that will be attached to him for life. I think anybody looking at from the outside is going to say, like, when the quarterback play is this bad, you know, what's the path to winning? And so, and especially now that Jaden's going to be playing, like it feels to me like this will be like, let's put it this way. If the Vikings can't play better offense in this game, I mean, they've scored 6 points in the past two games combined against the Washington defense and the way it's playing right now, then they really will have a lot of soul searching to do. So I think that they probably will play better offense in this game, but whether that's enough, I don't know.
Well, we'll find out together. Good luck to your Who's tomorrow night, man.
Hey, appreciate that.
All right, I will see you Sunday. Thank you for the time today.
Okay, guys, thank you.
All right, man, take care.
All right, that's our friend Kevin Seifert. You can give him a follow at Seifert ESPN, Seifert. Kev does a great job covering the Vikings and the NFL as a whole. Nobody go anywhere. We got to wrap up the week in betting. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Thank you. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, it's Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Root. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
The best part about a Rood system, it's whisper quiet. You don't even know it's on, except that your house is the perfect temperature. No more noisy interruptions once you get a Rood, just peace of mind. The way they do it, they control the humidity. On a really cold day like today, your house is going to feel perfect. But here's what makes you feel even better. Money. You could qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on new heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.